Hello and welcome to the Best Personal Yoga Podcast. This is the show for caregivers and busy yoga professionals, all about moving and breathing and creating a lifetime practice of personal yoga. And on this show, we ask, have you ever struggled with getting to feel calm? Are your days frantic? Well, that's exactly what we're going to help you with on the Best Personal Yoga Show, where you'll learn how to include 10 minutes of your best personal yoga breaths. This is the Best Personal Yoga Podcast with your host, Carolina Herrera Flores.
Hello, personal yogis. This is Carolina, your personal yoga teacher, your author of Learn, Commit, Grow with Personal Yoga and your Wellness Core Secrets for busy yogis, for busy caregivers, and busy yogi professionals. Today, we have our very special guest. Her name is Darlene Cole, and she is the owner and massage therapist at Essence of Movement, located in Brighton, Colorado. Hey, hey, Darlene, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on your podcast today.
That's awesome that you're here. We're super excited. Darlene is a yogi, just like all of us. She's been practicing for about 12 years, is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Nice. So we were just talking about how her journey has changed as she has aged. So we really, really want to know about you. So tell us about yourself, Darlene.
Hi, yes. So I have been a body worker for about 12 years now, and about 3 years ago, I grew my studio to offer yoga, and I did that because yoga is what helped me to be able to be a body worker for 12 years. I think the average career span for a massage therapist is about 4 years. So adding yoga was able to keep me physically able to work on other people. Body work, you can just kind of see a lot of patterns, and I just would recommend yoga over and over and over to further the work that we were doing in their massage and get people just kind of off the table and moving and doing things for themselves. And I'd get them excited, and then they just wouldn't have anywhere to go. We're located in a really small town. So I ended up growing and opening my studio to offer yoga as well. And it's been just amazing to see all the change with new people coming in and trying yoga and doing things for themselves. And some of them just, you know, take off in their journey of yoga.
Yeah. What do you tell people that are looking into yoga?
Well, I usually want to start with how they'll feel in their body. You know, everyone can get intimidated by the images that they see. And usually I always hear the first thing, they can't do yoga because they're not flexible, which, as you know, is a silly comment. So I always tell them it's, you know, a place for you to begin working on things so that you can move and feel better. It's about moving and feeling better.
Yeah. And so what types of yoga do you do or do you offer?
We offer mostly vinyasa style yoga, and then we have some yin classes, restorative yoga, ashtanga yoga. We have some hatha classes, and then gentle yoga for people who really need to work on some of their injuries. We also offer Pilates because I feel like we really need that focus of strengthening your core. Mm-hmm. And I think that helps your back pain and it helps your yoga.
Yeah. I love Pilates too. It's one of those things. I think they're sisters.
I do too. And sometimes, you know, they're so grouped together that I forget to mention that we offer Pilates and the difference that it makes. We've also recently added some barre classes, and barre can be a little misunderstood because it can be so many different things, but it's a way to add some weights and some strength training in that still keeps sort of easy on your joints. So it's a lot of fun.
What is barre exactly?
Barre can be, I mean, it's kind of a broad term. Like now you'll start to see stuff like hot barre or ballet barre. So you kind of have to pay attention to that as well. But it is typically done at sort of a ballet barre. Some people use a chair. And it's just sort of very Pilates type isometric movements, slow and controlled. But they do go to burnout. Like if you're doing leg lifts, you'd really focus on that leg until you start to fatigue that muscle. So you're really building strength through fatiguing the muscle, but keeping a very low impact kind of workout. You may see something that will do, say, like hip barre or cardio barre. So then you're going to know that they're going to take it and have you do cardio as well. But barre itself is really, it's not necessarily meant to be ballet. Sometimes they will have, depending on who your instructor is, they'll have some more like ballet influence. Usually you'll see like some pliés kind of movement, but it's just kind of another way to build some strength with protecting your joints in mind. Mm-hmm. So for me, it still goes together, you know, building the core, adding a little strength and getting your yoga.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you really have a whole a rainbow of offerings for your clients and at the essence of Movement Studio. And you can find more information on all of that at www.essenceofmovementstudio.com, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Awesome. And Darlene Cole is also going to be an author, right?
Yes.
Tell us more.
I am working on a book to talk about body positivity and mindfulness, kind of what we're saying to ourselves and what we're, you know, working through within our body and I guess mental health. I say it over and over again, you know, just the stress and people not wanting to take a moment for themselves. So, and mostly the reason comes back to something in their body that they don't like. So I just really want to talk about that and kind of share the insight from being a studio owner and a body worker.
Nice. Yeah. We're all about spending 10 minutes at least with personal yoga. So we definitely want to hear more about what you have written, and we're super excited for this book to come out.
Awesome. I'll keep you posted.
Yes, please do. Now, we always know that yoga and meditation have helped us, and we grow with it in one or another way. What do you think has been your biggest growth spur with yoga? What do you use most that has helped you with your current practice?
I actually, when I started yoga, it really was the Shavasana that kept me attracted to it. It took me 4 years to actually like yoga and the movements because they were so foreign. But after kind of moving and working everything out, and you get that 1 to 3 minutes, depending on what kind of class you're in, of Shavasana, I was really calm. I wasn't annoyed at every little thing and, you know, just edgy is the best way I can say it, or, you know, obsessive. So I would find that the taking the Shavasana, not skipping that part, has really changed how I feel about the rest of my day. And it's something I really encourage everybody to do.
Yeah. So you've experienced some pain in the past and doing yoga and staying put in Shavasana has helped you gain some confidence with maintaining this regular practice up, right?
Yes. Confidence. And I want to say just like almost centered, you know, just calm to want to come back, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So Do you talk about emotions or anything during your classes at all?
Not too much. I'm actually not a yoga teacher. I'm the owner. Okay. So yeah, everybody's a little different. We do kind of bring in how emotions can be in your body or move through your body or sometimes show up in class, but we don't talk about it too much during classes.
Got you. All right. So we've got a lot in common, right? Shavasana is the best kind of place to be at the end of class. Yoga is amazing. It feels good. And what motivates you to keep doing what you're doing?
Really just how it makes me feel. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you skip yoga, those 10 minutes, you know, if you're used to doing 10 minutes and you skip it 3 days in a row, you feel it. You feel it when you come back. Everything's just a little bit harder. And, you know, for me, it's always a little more mental that I'm feeling that I'm going 90 miles an hour and not completely focused on one thing or being as productive as I could. So, you know, when I come back to my practice, when I've been away, it just always reinforces that this is what makes me feel good. This is my place.
Isn't that true words, right? I think the biggest enjoyment that we take from it too is to feel that you actually did it because it's so hard, you know?
Yes. It's hard to show up for yourself. That's the harder part. I mean, yoga can physically be difficult sometimes, but I feel like just keeping, you know, those 10 minutes, keeping whatever your pattern is, if you're doing it 3 times a day or, you know, whatever it is, just showing up for yourself. And, you know, honestly, with as we grow and our life changes and expands, it's harder and harder to find that time for yourself. And you just really benefit if you do.
Yeah. I'm so happy that you're here with us sharing all about this. And I want to be sure to end our conversation today so that people can connect with you. And I know that you're on social media and you'll have your Amazon links up pretty soon if we're all interested in your books. When should we expect them?
I would say this late spring.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'm sure we'll keep connected and I'll make sure to tell all my yogis where you're at. And Colorado, man, how fun.
Yes.
You can find Darlene at Facebook and she is as www.facebook.com/Darlene's1. Or you could find her as www.facebook.com/EssenceOfMovementStudio. Or she's also on Instagram and you can find her as Essence of Movement. Any other last few words for us, Darlene?
Take the time for yourself.
Yes. Awesome. We love that. We will. At least those 10 minutes. Yes. All right, everyone. It's a pleasure having you with us on our Best Personal Yoga podcast. And we are going to wish everyone happy holidays. I, as you all know, I'm about to have a little baby coming up, so I'll be gone for a little bit, but we'll have more fun to come. Namaste, everyone.
Namaste.